Well, sports administrators come and go, but few have impacted a sporting competition quite like my next guest. Mike Sage answered a call to put his stamp on coastal cricket, and he relished the job as a long-term president of the then NWTCA. Welcome to you, Mike.
Thanks, Michael.
Tell us where you are these days.
Michael, hello everyone. My wife Gay and myself, we're up here in Queensland on a place called Bribie Island. It's a island, 50 minutes from Brisbane, well, the airport like, and about an hour to Brisbane, about an hour to the Sunshine Coast. Beautiful little spot.
A little bit different to the howling winds of Cooey and all those sorts of things.
Oh, mate, yeah, you miss that. I tell you what, you don't miss that, I tell you. but we miss Tasmania, there's no question, you know, like Tasmania's always our place, you know, like it's, this is like an extended holiday, one might say.
Mike, you played football for Smelters on the West Coast, South Rayner, you coached Sprint, and I think you played cricket with Penguin. I think you were, 16 years as president of the NWTCA, you're a board member of Cricket Tasmania, and in 1998, this must have been a real highlight, you were awarded the Lance Cox Merit Award. A lifetime in sport and sport administration, must be very happy with your achievement.
I enjoyed it. You know, you don't do these jobs unless you enjoy, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed playing the game of footy, and then Penguin, when we moved out of the West Coast and came to Penguin, I enjoyed my secretary's job there, and actually the boys at Penguin, they just celebrated their 40th anniversary of the 1980 Premiership, which I was secretary of that for a couple of years in and around that era. So, I thoroughly enjoyed that, and I'm sure that, that little stint in the NWFU sort of as secretary sort of bred me a bit for administration, and it helped me on my way hence into cricket.
Was it something that you really took to, Seiji? Was it something that you really enjoyed doing? I mean, sometimes people get forced into these roles and they don't really want to do them, but they get stuck in them and they keep doing it, and then they get better. But what was it like for you?
Well, I only had 1 year on the board, and Squibby was, Warren was chairman, I think. He pulled the pin, and Alan Carey sort of got in my ear, and I thought to myself, gee, you know, when you've got a bloke like Carey who I have a huge respect for as a person and as an administrator, I thought, well, I'll have a crack at this. And the first year in particular was a bit rough and ready. Like, I was making a few decisions, you know, on game days when the phone is ringing, it's raining, and can we start a bit later, can we do this, or can we do something else, or, you know. And I was, let's have the game, let's get the game going, you know. And I made a few blues, and but it suited half the people, but it didn't suit the other half, you know. And then blokes like David Mullen pulled me into gear, and I'm saying, well, mate, you can't do them sort of things, you know. That's not how it is, you know. But, it grew on me, and I think we had a very, very good time there at NWU.
Fundraising,
Cricket Northwest now, whatever it's called. We had a good time. We had, at the time when I was there, we had Loughran's as a sponsor for the Loughran's room. Well, they did a magnificent job in organising that room upstairs, VIP room as we called it. We didn't have any sponsors, so it was one thing that I could do a little bit was talk to people and extract a few dollars out of them.
I was going to say, you're a super super fundraiser, Seiji. A lot of people saw Mike Sage walking toward them or walking toward their business, and if they caught eye of you, they would try and dart around the other way. But that's the way it was, wasn't it? I think, and a lot of Northwest Coast people really supported you in that.
Oh, look, they didn't mention one, and the Advocate newspaper, sensational. Nigel Harris was the man. They're involved with promotions and sponsorships and corporate sort of thing. And, he was just sensational. And the whole Advocate team were the writers. You know, they was in the finish, but, you know, I'd have a conversation with the Advocate probably 4 days a week. And, because, you know, they'd come to me, and if they was at a little, well, you know, you've been in the business. If you've got a little half a page short, we've got to fill it with something. So they'd come to me and what can we do? And we'd say, oh, such and such, somebody or other, and away it snowballed, you know. And but they were very good. And, of course, you know, Ken Murray at Fairford was excellent. Warren McCarthy, Dallin McCarthy Tires, people in my little area there, you know, but we did have sponsors basically all over the place, all over the place. And the thing about it is, like, the money wasn't NWTCA, it was club money. You know, without the clubs, you haven't got the NWTCA. And when we were sort of rolling along all right financially, well, it did help the clubs because you weren't sort of trying to drag money out of them every season for this, that and something else. And then we got to the stage there where we sort of run little things where we'd put out there, we'd give them $1,000 or something for a worthwhile cause, but it had to be to do with the game, not to refurbish the bar, you know, for nets or whatever, whatever. And then let me say, the TCA back in them days, or Cricket Tas now, Dennis Rogers, chairman, outstanding to the Northwest Coast. He put things, I went to him and the first thing they say, I'll think about it. Next thing I get a call from David Johnson or Richard Watson in the early days, and you say, oh, the boss has been talking to me, you know, you want some money for this, want some money for that. And then they sort of, well, as you well know in your day, the TCA done your indoor centre,
yep.
Re-netted it, re-carpeted it, and give you something decent to sort of have a play in. And they've done the same at Bernie Yeoman, with the proviso that, you know, you blokes, like if Olverson were not going to overuse it for an hour, they could, and same as Sheffield and Latrobe, and just weren't to impose hefty hourly rates on them, just enough to cover your power sort of business. Yeah, the TCA, a lot of people had the wrong idea. They thought everything was Hobart, 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 you know. But that was not true, and I try to emphasise it to them, to the people. And I think I got the message across eventually, you know, because that's where cricket is. That's the centre of Tasmanian cricket, was the TCA. And if we had anybody good enough to play for Tasmania, like they was a hiding to nothing to try and draw it from Devonport or Burnie or Wynyard or whatever, you had to go to Hobart, where the coaches were, where the facilities were so much better, and you were amongst the good players all the time in the nets, etc., etc.
And I think that's been proven. It's been proven out, hasn't it, with Tim Coyle taking the state to multiple Sheffield Shield championships. I mean, that's been born to be the right move.
Well, exactly, you know, and even today, I just hope that there's someone good enough around the area there today. Don't get greedy and selfish with the kids. Send them down there. I'm sure if they're still going to uni or if they want to go to uni, you know, Cricket Tas can help out in them sort of things, accommodations and stuff. So there's always ways you can help kids out to, you know, get to the top. And I think that, you know, we've had quite a few Sheffield Shield representatives, you know, in the 20s now, I think it is, something like such. There's probably only one disappointment, and he knows it. I've told him that Danny Buckingham never played for Australia. He was certainly good enough.
No doubt.
I said on several occasions, he was a better player than David Boone. Now, that's saying something. That's saying something. He was a better batsman than David Boone.
Seiji, can you just hold on there for a second? We'll just stay there. We'll just get a couple of commitments out of the way, and we'll come back with come back to you in just a few moments. We're speaking to Mike Sage, the former NWTCA chairman. What's your proudest moment in sports administration, particularly in cricket? Now, I know getting the Advocate Cup up for the one-day series and players all of a sudden playing in coloured clothing. I know I was up there. I had a tracksuit bottom. It was about 14 sizes too big for me. It didn't matter. We roped them all in, and it was Wynyard versus Devonport in the first Advocate Cup. Is that something that you look back and say that was one of my better achievements in getting that up and running?
Well, I think so. I think you're right there, because like this one day coloured clothing thing was out in the world, and we had to move with the times, you know. Like, I still love the long form of the game. This short stuff isn't me, but you had to move with the times, and it's proven with T20 etc. nowadays. But yeah, that was one of my proudest moments. I suppose being Secretary of Penguin in 1980 when they won the premiership, that was just a tremendous feeling. But generally, just to see the place progress and probably, you know, when I left, it was probably in a better place when I left than when I started. You know, financially, sponsor-wise, player-wise, when I went there, we only had first and second grade. Then we got the thirds and fours and what have you. But But there has been some great moments. I'll tell you one little thing that I was so proud to have known these people. One of your great players unfortunately lost his life at Shane Philpott.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a sad day.
Yeah.
But his teammate, and along with you blokes at the club, and along with the people around Devonport, and all the people with Tony Underwood scraped up to come and help him when they moved in and into Shane's house and built, I think it was his wife, a new kitchen and bathroom or something like such, you know.
Lisa?
And yeah. And I just thought to myself when I found out about that, I rang Tony at the taxi office and just to say, well done, mate. And things like that, when you hear about things like that, you think to yourself, well, like, what a wonderful thing, you know, how good are people and how good is sport to people, you know? And so that was a wonderful thing that, you know, that will forever stick in my mind. And just while I'm on that, I remember at Devonport there one day for a Shield match, Dennis Rogers was there, and Shane looked at his badge on his coat, Chairman, TCA, blah, 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 you know? And Shane made comment how nice it was, you know. Gee, he said, I like a bit of this gear, you know. Anyway, I went to Hobart a week or so later for a meeting. And after the meeting, Dennis struck me and said, that young Shane Philpott, he said, what a wonderful young man. He said, here's this badge, he wants it. Take it and give it to him. And he delivered it to him, you know, and... yeah, so not only did, you know, you blokes and myself think what a lovely man he was, and, you know, the chairman of Australian Cricket did as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. And Bailey, his young son, is now coming through the juniors at Devonport, and he stands on the right side of the bat too. I think he's a left-hander, so...
Oh, he's on the right side.
He's on
the right side of the bat.
That's exactly right.
Well, you weren't too bad at it either, Michael. I've just been having a bit of a glance around here. About 93, 94, 36 wickets as a measly 14. 95, 31 at 18.
There's a sucker born every day, Seiji.
Well, you know, I just don't know. I don't know who was... I don't think I made many runs off you, so I didn't... I was the reason them averages are so low.
Look, it's been fantastic having you on. We're out of time, but we could sit here and chat cricket.
We could talk forever, mate.
Forever.
But anyway, thanks very much for the opportunity. Thanks, everybody. Grant, my son, down there at Boat Harbour.
Yeah.
See you soon, lad. My daughter, Carly. We'll see you soon as well.
Well, see you,
mate. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for being on.
Everyone.
Good on you.